Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season 2 of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby sticky seeds with 50 acid popcorn kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see, 'cause Doug loves movies.
Hey, everybody. My name is Doug, and I love movies.
This is Doug Loves Movies.
Coming to you once again from the Improv in Orlando, Florida. Yeah, let's see what else I wrote down here. It's Saturday, August 18th, 2018. I saw Mickey Mouse yesterday at Disney World, but today I'd like to M-I-C some name tags. Let's see what you got, you guys. Oh my goodness. A fish called Wakanda? What's your name?
Tony.
Okay. I saw the Selena, is that her name, in real life, and that's your name as well?
Yes.
So you didn't have to change the Selena poster, you just had to be alive. And then you play her at what age on the poster? No. Isn't there two versions of Selena on the poster?
Oh, yes.
One's younger, one's older. You're the younger one? And I'm old Selena down there. Hold it up so everybody can see me as Selena. That's really, I really like, I wish you were a casting director and not a lady just sitting at my show. I saw this this Wall-E thing I saw today on the internet, right?
Yeah,
and what is it?
Joey.
But you drew that, painted it? Printed it? But what is, it's the Wall-E robot, the girl robot in Wall-E, right? And then Wall-E himself?
Yeah.
And they're just hanging out one behind the other? Oh, he's holding the pod leaf. That's how he got that robot chick? All right, cool. Good one, Joe. Chris, 10 things I hate about you. Dave the Last Dance. You guys, this whole table is all winners. Lindsay, anything. Oh, what's that? Zach and Ryan make a porno? Who Which one are you? Okay, Zach, good job. thanks for bringing those, you guys, and good luck being picked. Doug plugs. I've got Doug Loves Movies tapings coming up in Vegas, Los Angeles, Cleveland, Kansas City, and Mo. For dates, deets, and ticketing links, go to DougLovesMovies.com.
That's DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah!
I mean, I guess it tells me how many of you are listening to recent episodes. Because that caught on fast. That was some fast stuff right there. All my guests brought stuff for the prize bag, but let me tell you what I brought before we get to that. I've got a 45th Parallel Traverse City Pure Michigan sticker that, oh, I'm glad people are excited about it, because I just noticed that it has a price tag on the back for $3.99. Yeah, that is a lot for that sticker. And then a scarf that says Tito's Handmade Vodka on it. Yeah, it's gluten-free, according to Tito Beverage. This was a CD that I also got in Michigan when I was in Traverse City. I saw some guys play in a bar, and they handed me their CD. It's Eli and Arthur, and together they form a band called After Hours, with no H. Because you don't spell hours with an H. Get it? Okay. A little notepad from Copy Central. If you're ever in downtown Traverse City, it's your downtown print shop place. It's probably where you could get a good Wall-E poster replicated. A Doug Loves Movies t-shirt. A Doug Loves Movies sticker. A Peacemaker pipe that's only been used once. And the greatest gift I can give you guys, the white rubber wristband they give you when you go to see a Taylor Swift show. Yeah. This was from the Tampa show at the stadium where the Buccaneers play. And they made announcements throughout the show. Maybe I've told you guys this already, but I'm going to say it again. They make announcements throughout the show saying if you get lost or you need to find the exit, just go to the pirate ship. But the team name is the Buccaneers, and then there's another team in Pittsburgh that actually is the Pirates. So I was wondering, do they have a Buccaneer ship in their stadium? But this thing blinks during the whole Taylor Swift concert, or it's supposed to. But the last couple of times I've been, it's died, like, you know, partway through. The first time I got one of these, it blinked for 3 days. And lately I've been getting ones that just die immediately. So I don't know what's up with that. Maybe they're, you know, trying to save some money over at Swift HQ. But all that stuff is in the prize bag in addition to the stuff my guests brought. So let's get them out here and see what they have on them. We're taking all of their personal items. Please give it up for Lisa Correo, Rob Mayer, Matt Fernandez, and Dave Koechner.
Hi. Hello, sir.
Okay, first of all, if you want to move to like somewhere where you could see everybody instead of just my side, I'm all for that. Don't feel like you're being rude if you try to switch your seat. Same with that side. I always forget to say, you know, you should probably seat more backwards than sideways when I have four guests on stage and we're all sitting like we are. Great story. Let's meet my guests individually, starting with Lisa Correo, everybody.
Hi. Hey. Hello.
Hey.
I don't know if my microphone's
on.
Oh,
check it out. I did a thorough sound check today, and it's not working. What do we got here?
I don't know.
Let's see.
Sure. We got someone.
Test.
It's not going to be working here.
Yeah.
Chuh.
Oh, I like this. We have a professional roadie
okay.
on the stage.
Hey. There we go.
Hello.
All right. Thank you, David.
Worked out good.
What's up?
Hi. I was wondering what was going on down there because you looked around like, what's happening?
Yeah.
It turns out it was your mic. So you are, of course, a Florida and California-based comedy phenom. Mm.
And, phenom, yes.
Do you think this is your first time doing the show?
This is my... I don't think it is. I know it is.
Because I've known you for a while,
yeah.
And lately our paths have not... You've been in California when I'm here.
Yeah, and I've hung out a couple of times at the podcast, but this is my first time being a guest.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. So congratulations
Thank
on that.
You. Thanks.
You did
I feel
it.
Like I'm the winner today.
You totally did it.
Yeah.
And yeah, thank you for being here. And
you got it.
We'll plug your upcoming dates and stuff at the end of the show. And definitely here for the first time. Is Rob Mayer, everybody.
Hello, Orlando. How you doing?
There's Bob. Yeah, Rob is a DC comedy phenom, but I, of course, prefer Marvel phenoms.
Fair enough.
You're part of something called Die Laughing?
Die Laughing Productions. It's an interactive murder mystery comedy shows that we write, produce, star in. It's basically R-rated murder mysteries for comedy club audiences, not dinner theater audiences.
And you've performed it in how many places?
All over the world, actually. About
25
clubs.
Countries?
Well, we've been to... We were in Kuwait, Bahrain, Abu Dhabi, and Djibouti, Africa.
That's four.
In January. Jordan, the United States of America.
That's a big one.
Yes. And
once you corner that market, you're set.
Up. Yeah, exactly.
Once you get America interested.
Killing it, yes.
Yeah, America. well, thank you for being here, dude.
Thanks
and,
for having
You know, my first guess when I saw Die Laughing Productions, I thought it was like a Make-A-Wish program.
No, we
you
don't
know
help
what I mean?
Anybody.
Like you go to hospitals and you just tell jokes until a person passes away.
Maybe we'll pivot. I don't know. That
a,
sounds like a
That'd
good
be a
idea.
Fun way to go, wouldn't
yeah.
it? also joining us on the panel, Matt Fernandez.
Yeah. I took Lisa's broken mic. Is it good? Am I good? All right, cool.
Yeah,
hey,
great.
Everybody, how's it going?
Take this broken mic.
Learn to fly again.
Tampa comedy phenom, known on Twitter as Fat Mernandez.
Yeah, yeah.
Fun switching of the first
Everything
letter,
is accurate so far.
Both names. And yeah, we did stand-up together in Tampa the other night. That was a lot of fun.
It was fun.
And now you came over here to visit us in Orlando.
Yeah, I love it here too. It's
Appreciate
great.
It.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
I'm going to pander a little bit. Yay! I don't know.
Nice guy. I'm very happy you're here.
Pander bear.
I'm glad you're happy he's here. And that's Dave Koechner, everybody. What's up, dude?
How are you, Douglas?
I'm doing great. SNL, The Office, etc. People know Anchorman.
Anchor do you know management?
The full?
Yeah.
Do you know the full titles of both Anchorman movies?
Because
I don't think anybody does. Just because you're in them, why should you?
I think the first one is Anchorman: The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Correct. Mm.
The second one is, I don't know. what's the second?
Nobody
one?
Ever knows what's after the colon. Anchorman 2: The Legend continues, or Legend of Ron Burgundy continues. Just Legend continues? Okay. So I know
so,
it.
So, I mean, the answer was...
Sort of.
Right there.
Right. Well, I hate to break it to you, but you just lost our first game of the day. But nice try. And you're headlining two shows here this evening at the Orlando Improv. So, yeah, if you guys, you know, want to come back for that, please do. I saw some of your show last night, and I loved it until the part where I was like, I'm getting out of here.
Is that what I asked you?
You didn't
to leave?
Say anything offensive. No, I just I thought it was all great, but I'm gonna
no, you're, yeah, you're
I'm gonna
right.
catch the whole thing tonight.
Well, within your rights.
I had a long day yesterday.
Yeah,
I went to Animal Kingdom, where many of the animals are hiding in the shade while you're sweating in the sun. You got an interesting system over there. Look at that. Look at that lemur relaxing in the shade. But it's cool. I liked it. All right, so let's talk prize bag, if you guys don't mind. Let's start with you, Dave, because I know you always bring something very personal to contribute.
Oh, so do I divulge my prize?
Yes, please.
Okay. I'm going to give away this bracelet.
Oh, right off of your own wrist.
Right there. Yeah. It's handmade from Italy. I got it this summer when my wife and I went over there.
My wife!
Went over there for our 20th anniversary, so it's something very near and dear to my heart. Though it only seems like a minor scrap of leather with two snaps. And I also have this napkin and silverware.
Yeah, some of you may not have gotten that today if you didn't eat, if you're just drinking. And
but also,
always comes in handy.
There's an Easter egg inside.
Oh, he hit something on the inside.
There's something on the inside.
I'm guessing marriage proposal. Okay, give up that bracelet. Or do you just want to say it for the listeners and then just keep it?
No, I'm going to give it away.
Okay. Now's the time. There it is. All right.
Hermetically sealed in that bag you got from your closet of the hotel. Yes.
Oh, your glasses are on the floor.
That's okay.
Omni Hotel, it says on it. All right, what do you got for us, Rob?
Well, I have a T-shirt because I'm a comic, and that's how we have to make money.
It's by selling shirts. It's hilarious. Laugh, everybody. Oh, my God.
Okay, be sure to use your microphone.
Yes, go ahead.
Use your microphone voice.
And the lady in the hotel.
Laugh, everybody.
Yes.
On the recording, you're just going to all start laughing for no reason.
That's what I do in my act. I just yell at them to laugh. And the lady in the hotel that we saw yesterday for lunch, and then she came to the show, and then she got my card, and then she emailed me, Instagrammed me, and Facebooked me to meet for lunch today, and I avoided her, but then I saw her. She's selling shampoo, and now you have it. So, yes, it's Monat Black, which is it's shampoo and conditioner, so... That's twice as good. So, here's a little sample of that. So, knock yourself out. Fuck you and your bracelet.
If they could really put shampoo and conditioner in the same thing, why are so many places getting away with selling them separately?
I agree. It's also a body wash and face wash and motor oil.
Yeah. So it's everything you need liquid in a packet to be.
It's also yogurt. So, you can eat it as well.
Greek yogurt, obviously. We're not savages.
All right, pass that stuff down there, Rob. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And his last name is pronounced Mayer, but it's spelled just like that Bill Maher guy.
Yep.
So if you're looking for him on Twitter, it's Rob, M-A-H-E-R.
Thank you.
No problem.
And then don't open your phones all at once. So.
And, of course, the next gentleman's name on Twitter is spelled... F-A-T-T.
Two T's.
Fernandez. Mernandez. Is Mernandez...
Just fat Fernandez. Is there's no joke. It's just real life.
Mernandez sounds like a Mexican merman. What do you got for the bag, merman?
Oh, I had... posters left over. I just filmed my hour special that will be on Amazon before the end of the year. And
awesome.
Had a poster left over from that, so that'll be in there. And then also, of course, a couple of slap koozies that I always sell after shows with a joke on them. And the joke is, I always cut my six-pack ring so they don't choke any dolphins. Then it says, if I'm going to choke a dolphin, it'll be with my bare hands. So there's two of those in there as well. And that's everything that I brought for the bag.
We're super close to a SeaWorld if you want to get on that. Lisa, what do you got?
Oh, man. Well, mine's kind of a downer, so I apologize in advance. Yeah.
Why?
Because...
It's in a Disney bag. That sounds fun.
Right? It seems like it's going to be fun. It is Disney related. You'll see in a second. This is a gift that I had gotten... when I got married, and I'm divorced, so this is like it's sad.
It's cursed.
It's cursed. It is cursed. You know, it's when you get married, you know, you think like you have all these delusions of grandeur of how your life's going to be. Like, I'm going to eat off of China now, you know, and use a gravy boat, you know, like stuff like that. And so like one of the things was like, you think you're going to be like a bathrobe person? I'm going to wear bathrobes now. Well, so this is a bathrobe. It has my name embroidered on it, and also and also Mickey Mouse is on it. So I did use it a few times. I don't think I ever washed it. So if you're into that, then you're welcome. If you're not into that, I apologize. So that's my prize.
All right,
that's
it. We'll put it back in that bag and seal it up and send it on over. Thank you for parting with that.
Sorry, everybody. I'm really sorry. So sad.
So I hope the next man you meet is more of a robe person.
Fingers crossed.
That's nice. All right, so somebody's going home with two bags today.
Oh, man.
I also like to ask all the guests. Well, let's start with Matt, because he knows this question is coming. I like to ask everybody, what was the last movie that you saw?
Skyscraper. Specifically because I knew I was going to be on here. And they are just running out of things for The Rock to fight, let me tell you. He just straight up fights a building in this one.
It just looks like Rampage without the monkey.
It's exactly what you think it is. I mean, it's not good or bad. It's just whatever you think it is, that's what it is.
What format? You went to a theater?
No, I streamed it. Don't worry about how. Let's not get into the hows.
You streamed it, so you stole it.
What? No.
You know, he's an actor. He does this for a living.
I pay for a streaming service that had it on it.
Okay. Netflix.
Yeah.
Not BitTorrent.
No. Who torrents?
Okay.
I can't wait for The Rock's next movie where he fights the moon.
When you streamed it illegally, did you sit around and watch the whole movie and just laugh when the card came up at the end saying pirating hurts hundreds of thousands
Who
of people?
Who watches all the way to the end of the credits? A psychopath?
I know. That is a weird place. They should stop like the most exciting scene in the movie and go, piracy is wrong. But anyway, all right. So let's next go to Lisa down there. Do you recall the last movie you saw?
I do. The other night, I went to see Christopher Robin. Yeah. That's the correct answer. Yeah, I went with my daughter. She wanted to see it. And, you know, it was like, it was very sweet. You know, and also kind of boring, which that's, you know, that's the way Winnie the Pooh is. But then it kind of messed with me after the fact, because there were some moments that were kind of deep where Pooh's just like looking out the window, you know, and he's like, he's having an existential crisis, you know, and Eeyore's always suicidal, so you have that to deal with. So it kind of messed with me a little bit. There's some deep moments in it. Or maybe I imagined them and it's just me.
Yeah, I don't know about that movie.
I don't know about it either.
I mean, there just was another one with Donald Gleason playing Christopher Robin. And, right? What was that called?
It's called Goodbye, Christopher.
Goodbye, Christopher Robin? Okay.
Everybody wants that guy to die.
That's the thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and I don't know. It makes me think of that Finding Neverland movie. All of it just, I don't like any of it.
It all just seems slow. It's too,
very slow.
I feel really sad about
it. Does Tigger bounce around at all?
He does bounce around.
Well, that's some action.
It's no skyscraper, but yeah.
All right, Rob, what was the last movie you saw?
I saw Mission Impossible Fallout.
Okay.
Very believable. I believed every second of it. Could see that happening. Yeah.
I mean, Tom Cruise really did all that stuff. They just filmed it.
Yes, obviously. He's amazing. Yes.
Yeah. He's crazy.
I think it's better than the James Bond series now. I think Mission Impossible. Are we disagreeing on that?
I would agree with that.
I don't know. James Bond's been awful for a long time.
Okay. Well, don't tell Rob, them that.
Rob had a very funny tweet that I was reading earlier today where he said, wait, Omarosa is the new James Bond?
Yes. Thank you.
I enjoyed that. That was a nice melding of current events into one thing.
That's me. I'm on top. I'm on touch.
Yeah,
top
okay. But so how was it?
It was good. I mean, it's exactly what you think it's going to be. There's stunts that will never make sense. It's a helicopter crashes. Nobody gets hurt. I don't know if that's possible.
Yeah, that's
every
a tradition
other helicopter
from
crash,
the
someone
first
dies,
one.
And then
remember
both
the first
alive.
One where he jumped from a helicopter to a train, and his plan was, I'll just try to grab on?
Yes.
And it worked.
Yes.
Turns out you can hold a windshield of a train and just hang on for life.
Yeah. If we fell right now, I would not grab onto this chair. I would fall. I would slip and not be able to grab it. But if you're flying out of a plane, you jump and you grab onto another plane, it's no problem, apparently.
Why do they call it fallout? Does a relationship end?
With Scientology, it's
does
over.
Does he have a falling out with something or someone? Like, he's always, you know, when the one was called Rogue Nation, I was just like, he's been rogue every movie at some point. At some point, he's got to pretend to be somebody else and trick.
They never believe him. It's like with Jack Bauer in 24. How many times does he have to save the world before he gets the benefit of the doubt? Like, maybe he knows the right
guys,
shit to do.
Guys, I've done this.
Yeah.
Why are we arguing? Because he does have to spend a lot of time arguing about...
There's always someone over his head. I don't think Ethan Hunt's doing the right thing. How many fucking times does he have to step up before you just let him have carte blanche to take over? No one else is with me. Okay, all right. Very corporate crowd. They love management. All right.
So thumbs down for Fallout from Rob.
Yeah.
You went from good to thumbs down.
Yeah.
Dave.
Hi, Doug.
Same question.
We saw The Meg.
You and the fam?
We were invited to the premiere, so we went. And it is bad. I thought.
Took the family. We went out to the premiere. It sucked.
I was talking about my relationship, of course.
Oh, okay.
You know, I had hopeful anticipation about the movie because it looked slick. And I'm like, oh, they may have done something with this, but it really is just a better quality Sharknado. It's just, a lot of it doesn't make any sense. I'd say a quarter of it is in Chinese. I'm not kidding. I see what they're doing. It's an international cast. And so they use stars from all over the world to help, the marketing possibilities.
Sell it everywhere, yeah.
But it was just like, I don't care. My wife, I remember, she looked over me halfway through and she just said, and it was bad. And I feel terrible because Rainn Wilson's a friend of mine and I hope the best, but
you hope he's your best friend?
I hope the best for him.
Yeah.
But,
well, he's definitely a thing that made me almost going to see it, because I was like, oh, Rainn Wilson's in it. He'll be funny.
Right.
That'll be fine.
Yeah, they don't give him a lot of opportunities to be funny.
Yeah, that's what it's sounding like.
He plays the villain. And,
okay.
Yeah.
It's not the shark?
And who is Meg? How does she figure into the whole... What's Meg up to this whole time?
Well, it is about the revival of Meg Ryan's career. Which is even more confusing.
No, no, Meg Ryan is eating everyone on the beach.
So that was tough.
Okay. All right. Well, things are about to get tougher, my friend.
I love it.
Because it's time for me to say, let the games begin! Lady and gentlemen, pick your name tags. We got lots of good ones out there. I see some donuts. Somehow got past security. Where's the one with all that candy on it? It's over there somewhere. And while you guys do that, we'll do this. We'll be right back after these words from my mouth.
Hey, y'all. No sponsor on this episode, so I'm going to tell you about some of my road dates, starting with Vegas... This Saturday, I'm going to be part of Ellis Mania at the Hard Rock Hotel. We're doing a Doug Loves Movies taping at 10:30 in the morning, 10 a.m. doors. All you got to do is show up and just wander in and enjoy the show. But then, for the usual $7, you can see Doug Loves Movies in Los Angeles on Tuesday, August 28th at the UCB Franklin location. I'll be at the Accidental Comedy Fest at Hilarities in Cleveland on September 1st. A couple of shows in Kansas City on September 7 and 8. And San Jose on the 15th and San Diego on the 29th. And I'm very excited to announce that we're doing 2 12 Guests of Christmas shows at the Gramercy Theater in New York on November 25th and 26th, and tickets are on sale now. DougLovesMovies.com. Yeah, caca. Back to the show.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
All right, we're back. Great job, everybody. You can bring the lights back down because we have 4 name tags selected. Let's start with Lisa. Who are you playing on behalf of today? It's one of my favorites.
This is Selena. Look at that. And we've got your face is photoshopped onto Selena down here.
Yes, I look great.
Yep, you do look great.
I love it. Excellent. What do you got there, Matt?
I mean, it's pretty impressive.
He made it with Legos.
The Lego Chris movie, but he made it entirely out of Legos, and I had to pick it. I mean, it's too good.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive.
Well done.
Was he able to ride a shithead on the back of that?
No, no.
All right, we'll get one from you if need be. Not saying who I think's going to win today.
You won't need it, bro.
We'll worry about that when we don't get to it. Rob, who you? What'd you grab?
I have Chris. He's got these Krispy Kreme glazed donuts, and he took the K in Krispy and he made it into CH because you know his name's Chris, Krispy Kreme.
Yeah, and then he wrote Chris across the donuts real big.
He's really smart. I like him.
This is good work.
Yeah. I loved Krispy Kreme. It was a great movie.
Can I see that box for a sec? Well, these are nice sized.
There you go. May I?
Yeah, of course.
Dig in.
All right, where's that Terminator poster? There it is.
It's about 20 yards out. Oh!
I'll be back. All right, who do you got there, Dave?
I have from Jonathan. It's an Anchorman 2, the Lee John continues. The Lee John.
Get your mic up to your mouth.
My mic, okay.
Professional.
The Lee John continues. Doug, you're the star of this movie.
Yes, I've replaced, what's his name? And then, interesting that Mark Wahlberg got in there, and Jeff Tate. But I love, that's what I love about this poster is all the photoshopping, and then they were able to just leave you as you normally look on the poster.
As you should, I'm here. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it worked out great.
Worked out great for me.
Hmm?
It worked out great for me.
Yeah, yeah.
I would love a napkin if.
Oh, wait, there's some wrapped around a fork and a knife with an Easter egg. Thank you.
These are really gives.
These are very sticky.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wait till we pass around the collection plate. It's awesome.
Is that before or after communion?
Have you ever poked yourself in the eye with something super soft? God. The corner of this napkin like went right into my eye. I was like, that is not soft at all in that situation. Okay, we're going to start with a game. It's sweeping the nation. People play it on long car trips. It's called Live, Die, Repeat. Now, in this game, I'm going to say the title of a movie. An actual movie that exists. The first one of you, I'm going to say it slowly, the first person who can repeat it back entirely and correctly is the winner of this game.
Eggman 2.
Krispy Kreme.
We already discussed what the full title of Anchorman 2 is.
And I didn't remember.
And you were just holding it in your hands. Oh, speaking of holding. What's that you're drinking? Let's give them a plug. Maybe I'll get a free case.
I'm having an IPA. Well, what flavor am I drinking? What is it? Crooked Can?
Oh, okay.
It pairs well with Krispy Kreme. Mm.
There is a beer at Animal Kingdom. You can only get it in a couple of bars in Animal Kingdom, the Thirsty River or Tiffin's. Or I should say, oh, now I can't think of what it was called. Nomad Ledge, thank you. They have a beer there called Kungaloosh. It is like a spiced beer, and oh, it is delicious, and that's the only place you can get it in the world.
Is that right? It's some type of commercial fishery?
No, at the Animal Kingdom.
I don't know what that is.
It's a...
I'm thinking it's a type of canning plant.
It's where Meg is. Yeah.
It's just past Harry Potterville. All right. I haven't said the title yet, by the way.
Thank God.
Yeah, here we go. I do enjoy a pre-guess, though. But this is the actual title. Puppet? Don't say anything in the audience, please. Master?
Puppet. Puppet Master 2, The Legend Continues. Classic film.
Puppet Master, : The
Legend of Rob Burgundy.
Puppet Master, :
The Rise of Elmo.
Puppet Master, : The
Search for Spock.
Puppet Master, : The
Doors.
Puppet Master, : The
Puppet Master, :
The
Alien versus Predator.
The
Crazy Rich
Puppet
Asians.
Master, no? :
Oscopy.
The Crazy Rich Aliens. Puppet Master. I'm not going to say it again. I'm not going to fall for that again. The Littlest? Mm.
Puppet Master, The Littlest Puppet.
The Littlest Christopher Robin.
Puppet Master, The Littlest Revenge.
The Littlest Rascal.
Puppet Master, The Littlest...
The Littlest Hand.
Creepy.
Puppet Master, The Littlest Reich.
Puppet Master the Littlest Reich?
Puppet Master the Littlest Reich.
Puppet Master the Littlest Reich? This? Like the Third Reich?
Yes.
It's Puppet again? Master the Littlest Reich.
That's correct.
Well done.
Is this?
I don't like that you made me say Reich.
It's a really thing.
Yeah, you made no you problem yell saying it.
It's a Nazi propaganda film.
Don't worry, you don't look like a white supremacist at all.
No.
What's your Twitter again? Can we go over that?
Yeah, it's a real movie. It stars our friend Tom Lennon. And I hear it's incredibly violent, but that he gives a strong performance in it. And you can watch it now on Prime Video for $7.
Or on BitTorrent.
No one torrents anymore, man.
I'm old.
All right, so that means Matt gets to go first in our next game.
So he's winning.
Just gets to go first in the next game. And then whoever wins that game gets to go first in the final game. So, you know, pressure builds as we go along. But Matt, you got to go first in this next game. We're going to play ABCD's Nuts. And then next will be Lisa, and then Dave, and then Rob. And the idea is it's a spelling game where we go through the letters in a title, and I'll tell you what letter is your letter, and you have to name any movie that begins with that letter to stay in. That's if you nice. Match the one I wrote down ahead of time, then you win automatically. And a theme might emerge for those that like to look for things like that. And what we're going to spell in honor of Champ Kind being here in person is we're going to spell Anchorman. So we start with Matt, gets the letter A. If he succeeds in naming a movie begins with letter A, then Lisa gets the letter N, and so on. We all know how to spell Anchorman, I hope.
Is this C-H?
So you can plan ahead.
O-R-E-R.
All right, Matt. You got to go first. It's not really an advantage because you don't know what the theme is yet.
A League of Their Own.
Oh, that's a great A title. The one I wrote down is All the President's Men. Okay. Yeah. So the next letter is N for Lisa.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Nice.
That would be a great answer if the movie wasn't called A Nightmare on Elm Street. Do you want to change it to something else?
Sure. Neverland?
Confidence.
You got parts of movies, but not a whole movie yet.
Okay, would you like to try again?
Don't help her.
I know, it's
careful.
Nippleland.
Try starting with a. Please don't yell out from the audience. But try starting
please
with a.
Yell out.
A word that begins
word.
With N.
Yeah.
Then
a word.
We can't. You don't have to just make noises.
Which
just,
word, Doug?
Just pick a word that begins right? with N. No, there's no reason for you to help her.
Oh crap! Why is this so hard?
Because you're putting too much pressure on yourself. What's a word that begins with the letter N?
I don't know any. Don't try to help me.
I love
me.
That you just said one.
You already said nightmare.
In that sentence.
I didn't. No, I don't know. And he starts with K.
But there's
the other
way
one. There's
it.
Two ones. Two no's.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's an N-word. No.
That's true.
I thought of another N-word.
Yes.
What's a movie that starts with no?
Don't ask the audience. Don't yell out
why
answers
is this hard?
From the
I can't
audience.
Think of words.
There are several movies that start with no.
No more clues.
No time for love, Dr.
Wait,
Jones.
Wait, let me. Oh, that's a great line.
That should
but
be
let
a
me,
movie. But that should be a movie, right?
Yeah. Let me help you out with this. You got the word no.
Okay.
What would you say if all the doors here closed and we couldn't leave? What would that be?
No way out.
Okay, hey. Good job.
Thank you for the help. I don't know why I can't think of words.
I go easy on the first round. I decided to go with Nightcrawler was the N that I went with. C is your letter there, Dave.
Coma.
Oh, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah. I went with Citizen Kane. So,
nice.
So far we have all the President Men, Nightcrawler, and Citizen Kane.
Ah, so there is a theme.
You see a theme
I do.
Coming nice. Through on those
Can I
three.
Declare what the theme is?
You don't want to do
that's,
that.
That's okay. Helping us.
You don't want to help the other
I know
players.
What it is. I know what the theme is. Now.
All right, so Rob, you got the letter H.
House Party.
Okay, so...
Is that the theme,
clearly
right?
I don't care at all about... I went with His Girl Friday. Are you taking off or something, Dave? And then the next letter to Matt is O, and I'm just going to tell you right off the bat so you don't strain yourself. I went off topic here. I couldn't think of a movie that begins with O that fits the topic.
On Deadly Ground.
Oh, that's it. That almost doesn't. But, you know, because of where we are and everything, I went with Operation Dumbo Drop.
Yeah. Highly overrated.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever been Dumbo dropped?
Yes. The book was better.
It's pretty mm-hmm. good. All right, Elisa, the letters R.
Oh, God.
Have you not been thinking this whole time?
I didn't know we were doing a second. Okay.
Okay, I'll walk you through it.
Wait, Rain Man.
Oh, good.
Don't tell me it's the Rain Man,
yeah,
please. Oh, Rain Man.
It's just Rain Man. And,
oh, thank God.
I went with Runaway Jury. We're back on theme. M is the next letter to Dave.
M. Well, of course, it has to be My Cousin Vinny.
It has to be. Or it could be a movie called Morning Glory. Could go either way. A is the next letter for Rob.
Amadeus.
Okay.
He was ready.
Yeah.
I'm smart.
Okay, I went with Ace in the Hole. Now that leaves the letter N, and it's in Matt's hands, and he...
For
gets
the win.
To go first in the next game anyway, as long as he says any movie that begins with N.
It's but really hard, Matt, to do that.
But I want to try to...
It's not possible.
Lisa took the only one.
I'd like to try to get Matt to the correct answer, so I feel like we made a mental connection.
No Country for Old Men?
So I'm going to tell you a clue first.
Oh.
I'm going to tell you what the theme is. Because the theme is all these movies, except for Operation Dumbo Drop, and one could argue maybe it is too, are movies about newsmen and women and the media.
Yes.
So now, with that piece of information...
Can I steal?
I would like to hear what you have to say if Matt doesn't get it.
Okay.
Yeah, I would love to hear your
guess. Because I know
guess.
What it is.
I think you do.
Yeah.
Matt?
Get those racist thoughts out of your head.
Whoa. All right, you know what? I'm not a racist movie thief.
I don't like N-words. This is not fair.
Nazis.
Nuremberg. No.
That was a good movie.
Yeah,
then.
I'm trying to think of movies with that made news. Newsies.
Yeah, we'll let him.
Newsies.
We'll let him. Oh, Newsies.
Well done.
Good answer.
The Walter Cronkite story.
Yeah. Well done.
Those kids that delivered the paper are definitely newsmen and women and the media.
Just out there spreading fake news.
Yeah, they're spreading it around, yelling about it on street corners. Get your fake news.
Lies, lies, lies. Here now, in print. Now, can I guess what the N was going
yes,
to be?
Yes, you can.
Network.
That is correct. That is correct.
Nice.
All right, we need to just kind of wind down for a second. Jesus. I love clubs that put the drinks right under your feet.
That was the trap I said earlier.
Yeah.
Ha ha. Ha ha, it worked.
It was really good. We got a box of Joe Nuts. If any of you would like to take one and chuck it into the audience, try not to. This is a nice club. Try to hit hands or name tags.
All right.
But don't try not to hit the ground. Oh, look at that. I like hold them up higher, though, those hands. You, the way you hold your hands, yeah. Hey. Ooh, hit that Titanic one. That'll make a good noise. That'll make a nice... No? Okay. Hang on, Titanic. Are you ready for this? I love the noise it makes. Now, some of these are jelly-filled, so I say we should probably not do those. Oh, thank you. You know, somebody walks out of here with jelly all over them. You know, somebody at Adobe Gila's is going to call the... Fell asleep during that one.
The local sheriff, yeah.
How's it going?
I'm well. This is fun.
Right?
It's good to see you. We had to come all the way to Florida to do it. I don't get to see you.
Yeah.
And so now we're here, and I get to see you, and I'm very happy.
Me too.
I've been knowing Doug for what? At least 20 years.
You think?
Yeah. Because I would have met you once I moved to L.A., and I've been there for 22 years.
Right, that's right. And you were always hanging out outside my school.
It's true.
I just take setups and do what I can with them. There's no truth to any of that.
That's okay.
It was just a fun thing to say.
You know, I'm still heavily involved with the youth.
Yeah. Okay, well, we won't get into that.
We won't talk
about how involved you are.
I lived in Pennsylvania for a long time.
That's the whole story?
Well, if anyone's reading the news, it's a pretty big story about what was happening in Pennsylvania. Did I mention I'm a former priest? Mm-hmm. Getting closer? Still not watching the news. Anyway.
That's like that Whoopi Goldberg movie. You like left the priesthood and escaped into acting.
Yeah.
Instead of, she went into, wait. What was she running? She was running from gangsters?
Okay. Sister Act.
Yeah, what did I call it?
Way to spoil it.
Yeah. Wait, you sure that isn't the plot of The Color Purple? All right, so we're going to play one more game, and the winner of this game will determine who gets the prize bag.
Who won the last round?
That was it still just goes to Matt because nobody succeeded.
Okay, let's just make up the rules as we go. That's fine.
Wait, you made up a rule where you get a steal or whatever it was he said? Yeah, that's not part of it.
Well, I'm assuming your show is constantly evolving.
That's true. We didn't used to have birds of prey in the crowd.
I'm not sure those are birds of prey. They sounded mostly like seagulls. I didn't hear an eagle.
We shipped in some roosters from Ybor City.
Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to play one more game, and Matt's going to go first, but we do change the order up, so it's going to swing around the other way. It's going to get to you in the same amount of time, Dave.
That's fine.
Yeah, and I like to play along on this one. I'm going to play, too.
All right.
And
you also have the answers. Okay.
I don't. Wait till you hear this.
All right.
We're going to play a game called Last Man Stanton.
Last Man Stanton.
Yeah.
I get it.
Named after the great Harry Dean Stanton.
Oh.
Who was just okay at this game when doing the films of Harry Dean Stanton.
Did
he almost didn't win.
Did he do your show? Okay.
Can we do the films of Dave Koechner really quick?
Sure.
Let's see how long everybody lasts at that. Matt, go.
There's a lot of them.
Anchorman, The Legend of Ron Burgundy.
Okay.
Waiting.
Rob. Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Sounds like you guys are already stuck.
No, it's your turn now.
It's your turn.
Out Cold.
Oh. Where Zach Galifianakis got his dick stuck in a jacuzzi.
You know the Eskimos have 10 words for cock stuck in a hot tub? Hell, they only have 6 words for snow.
Anchorman 2, the legend continues. Lisa?
Casablanca.
Very good, very
Big
good.
Big fan over here.
Yeah, terrific. Mm-hmm.
Matt?
Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
You motherfucker. Do you think...
Did I get it?
Yeah? Yeah? Oh, so I'm Rob Corddry.
No, the...
Yeah, that's the dude from Ballers, man.
I'm Rob Corddry. You know what? One of my favorite roles is me in Hot Tub Time Machine. Of course, I started and starred in Children's Hospital. Had a brief stint on The Daily Show.
Don't forget Hot Tub 2. Hot...
You really thought that was me?
No, wasn't you? I'm still not convinced.
That's odd that you guessed it. Okay.
Rob?
Cheap Thrills.
Nice. That's a good one.
Very good.
Check it out.
Yeah, if you guys
check
haven't
it out on
seen
BitTorrent.
That, if you haven't seen it, you got...
It is a good one.
You got to see it, yeah. We did a Doug Loves Movies. It was you and other cast members.
Yep.
Yeah, it was
awesome.
It was
a fun one. Yeah. It was a fun one.
What do you got next?
Oh, for another one of my movies?
Yeah.
Talladega Nights.
Oh, full title.
Yeah. Well, the is there more to it?
Oh yeah.
So is it Talladega Nights, the legend of Ricky Bobby?
No. Shh, quiet, you guys. This isn't even a real game, and I don't want you to cheat.
But it has Ricky Bobby in the title.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Talladega Nights. I don't know.
Talladega Nights, the ballad of Ricky Bobby.
And oddly enough, there's not a song in the show.
Okay. Matt and Lisa are out, so it's just Rob.
Oh, Piranha 3? Is that right?
D?
3D,
wait,
yes.
Wait. So, are you going to apply the same rules?
Oh, there's more words
there's
in
more,
it?
You don't know the answer, though.
Yeah, I do.
Piranha 3D, I'm not Rob Corddry. Is that his name? Double D.
It's Piranha 3 Double D. You just got help from
thank
the audience.
Thank you.
You're
disqualified. It just came to me. I can't help that he said something.
Was that a sequel to Piranha 3D?
Yes.
Ah, there you go. I'll never forget Piranha 3D because that's where Jerry O'Connell got his dick bit off.
Yeah. And the crime.
I mean, I'm saying Jerry O'Connell, not the character he's playing.
Right.
Like, it really happened on set.
JOC.
Yeah.
Are we done with that?
I think so.
Okay.
That was fun, though, wasn't it?
That was fun.
Yeah.
It was a trip. That was a nice trip down memory lane.
How many more movies do you think we didn't get to? What's the one where you're the neighbor that comes over and they never want to talk to you? And you're
Extract.
Yes.
I will say I'm actually good in that.
Yeah.
There's a Final Destination in there, right?
Final Destination 5. Thank you for smoking.
The Goods.
The Goods, yeah. Larry,
I thought your career was actually better than this, now that we're naming all this stuff. So, I like you, my friend.
You want to hear a low point? Larry the Cable Guy, Health Inspector. I played the character of Donnie the Retard.
No.
You were great in that.
Just good stuff, folks.
No.
It hurt me more than it hurts you now. I have 5 children.
It really says that in IMDb.
That it hurt?
Yeah. Larry.
Oh, I have 176 credits, so.
But yeah.
Half of them are TV.
What do you think what's the smallest part that you've played in a film? Like where you just have a line or a scene? Has that happened?
Yeah, I did some independent film a couple years ago. I don't even know the name of it. It might be at the top of the page.
For reals?
Yeah.
Hang on, I'm looking up Larry the Cable Guy first.
Oh.
Health Inspector. I just got to see that in print that you played. That that's what they call you, because that is just, they got to go back and fix that.
No, I did a favor for a friend. And,
ooh, Joey Pants was in that?
Yes.
How'd they get Joey Pants?
We all need money.
Kid fucking Rock is in it?
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Great
bow
actor.
With the bow.
Great actor. You know who's not in it? Rob Corddry's not in it.
Oh.
He passed.
Yeah.
Yes.
I actually did
pass on Harold and Kumar.
And yeah, so there. See?
So who's the next
trivia?
Oh, wow. You're the second person listed, but it just says Donnie.
Yeah. It says Donald the retard.
So. No. It just says Donnie. So, but maybe that's just IMDb. I don't know about the actual credits of the movie. But now let's go to your page. That's a great idea. You go David or Dave on your IMDb page?
I think it's David.
I think you're right. David David K.
Koshinen? How do you say Kochner? Crooked Can?
David Kushner.
How many?
What do you think? They list four titles. Oh, no. I got it.
Oh, I know.
Spontaneous game for you guys.
Right. Yes.
They list four things that you're best known for.
Yep.
We'll start with Rob. How many of his best known for do you think Dave will name correctly?
Of the four, he will name three correctly.
What do you think, Matt?
I'm going to give him all four.
Okay. Lisa?
I'm going to go two.
All right. I'm going to say zero.
Let me ask you. Let me ask you, are they all films? Can I have that?
They're all podcasts.
Let me check and see if they're all films. Yes, they are all films, and one that we haven't mentioned yet that I love and I wish I had remembered.
Okay, so Anchorman 1, Get Smart, what's up there? I don't look at me enough. Anchorman, is it both Anchormans? Okay, so both Anchormans, and is it Thank You for Smoking?
It is.
I love the level of disinterest in this crowd.
You know what you did. Way to go.
Thank You for Smoking.
That's a good
picture. It's really good.
It really,
really
is.
Good. Yeah. Really, it's good cable watch because it really moves. Yeah. It moves quickly. Short scenes. And,
it's a rare movie where you can almost say, you know what, it holds water. It's that good. I mean, it has a based on a book, so that always helps. But it had a good beginning, middle, and end, and a satisfactory ending. So, yeah, I thought in terms of movies, and they're the hardest things to do to wrap them all up and make them all a nice, neat bow. That one did it.
And interesting, too, that in that movie, are you only seen sitting in that booth? Or do you have scenes elsewhere, like at a convention or something?
And thank you for remembering.
They go to that booth a lot, and those scenes are all great.
Yes, we shot those all in one day. But I'm also in the courthouse. I'm also in a cafeteria. I'm also...
Tell us the locations you're in for every movie you've done. We'll start with Rob. How many do you think he'll get right?
74.
You could just name places. We would be like, okay, sure.
A basement.
A convenience store.
Animal Kingdom.
Talladega Speedway.
Yeah. All right. So let's get serious and play the real final game. We got like 20 minutes to do this, so... I'm going to get... Remember how earlier you were saying, how can you play when you have the answers?
Yeah.
I've got no answers. I've got a blank piece of paper.
Okay.
Because we're going to get the name of an actor or an actress from a predetermined audience member that I found on Twitter. And that person, we're going to take turns naming movies that person was in, like we did with Dave, until, you know, if you can't think of one, you're out. But each of you has one lifeline. Lisa can go to Selena, and Matt can go to Chris, and Rob can go to Chris.
And I can go to hell.
No, you can go to John from the Led John Continues.
Led John.
Yes. Right. You can go to them once for advice or an answer or whatever it is you want to do.
All right.
Not whatever you want to do.
Just advice on life.
Yeah. Use it wisely, because you can only do that once. So let's find the first person I want to see who has a suggestion is Tana Paul on Twitter.
Right here. That's
and that's the Titanic poster that I threw the donut at. And what's your actual name?
Tana.
Tana is your name? We were talking backstage about Dave was mentioning a restaurant called Dan Tana's. Yeah.
Nothing to do with me.
I mean, you have something to do with it. Somebody's clearly a fan in your family.
Well, you'd have to agree that your name needs an immediate explanation.
Down in Louisiana, they named one person that, and it's you. Well, good job, Tana, because I was like, I'm going to pick a lady this time.
Are you at least a feminist?
I think he is. He's got a Titanic poster. He's into women who don't let the men survive. Don't let Leo climb up on the fucking door.
He was so cold.
He was so cold, and she had plenty of room. They did it on Mythbusters. Okay, so Tana, what name do you have for us today to play?
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender. Terrible suggestion.
Oh, wow.
So I'm going to take a quick look at the panel. Yep, they don't like it. So, I mean, I like, you know, I think he's a great actor, but he's a great newer actor, and even some of the stuff he's done in the last couple of years, a lot of us don't know the names of those things. But this is where we have backup, you guys. We're going to go out to a second audience member. Yeah. Where is Yana? No, kidding. K311-3YMO.
Are you a robot?
What's your actual name?
Kelly.
Kelly? And you are a lady? Can you testify that you are? Thank you, Kelly, for suggesting this. So the K3113Y is supposed to look like Kelly?
It's K3LL3Y.
Yeah, and it's supposed to look like it says K-E-L-L-E-Y. Yeah.
So you created the account in high school.
The one that he stands outside.
Yes.
And what does the Mo part mean? Morgan, you had to shorten up Morgan because you took up all that space with E's and L's. All right. And you have a suggestion for us? Okay. Chris Rock. All right. So now here's what's going to happen, everybody. It's the films of either Michael Fassbender or Chris Rock. And we're starting with Matt. What do you got?
X-Men First Class.
Which one is in that?
That pretty much clears the slate on Fassbender.
They only made one X-Men movie? Hey, I'm learning that for the first time. Rob?
New Jack City.
Okay. We're going Rock on that one.
Mm-hmm. I will also, is it my turn?
Mm-hmm.
I will go Rock as well. Heaven Can Wait.
Yes.
The remake.
You did a remake of that.
And how was it? Not as good as The Meg.
Wow.
I rarely work. It doesn't matter.
I was going to ask him to hold it up, and he already is. Look, there's a poster that says Heaven Can Wait, Ken, K-E-N. Yeah, and then, of course, Kevin Can Wait was that great TV show. I mean, I don't know. I liked his previous show, and then he killed off the new wife and got the old one back, so it's probably the same thing, right?
Yeah, it's canceled.
So let's not worry about it, okay?
Right.
She can go back to fighting Scientology.
Who's up?
Which
who's
is a turn? Full-time gig. It's my turn. I'm trying to recall who these gentlemen are. No, I'm going to go with Chris Rock is in one of the funniest scenes, I think, in Pootie Tang.
Nice.
So we're back to Lisa for the first time. You got any for Chris Rock or Michael Fassbender?
Well, Pootie Tang was all I had, so...
You want to go out to your lifeline?
I'm going to go out to my lifeline right away.
Yeah, see what the lifeline has to say. Where is your lifeline?
Boomerang! At?
Boomerang, okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, who's lifeline. In Boomerang?
Killing it.
Is Chris Does Rock in Boomerang?
Chris Rock.
Okay, you said that I so heard, aggressively, it sounded you're like you were just of, warning someone about any... an oncoming boomerang. Boomerang, look out!
Oh, no, never mind.
Eddie
it's going
Murphy.
Back.
Eddie Murphy.
Okay, I believe
okay,
you.
Okay, yeah, he did something in there. We'll just assume that's correct. And we'll worry about it later.
Selena can't be wrong.
Well, I'm just saying, Lisa doesn't seem like she's going to last too long anyway.
I'm not going to last long. So all I can think of are end movies
right
now.
Let's give her this one. Let's let her have this one. And let's go to Matt.
X-Men Days of Future Past.
Yes.
God.
Rob?
The Snowman? Isn't that a recent Fassbender joint?
Yeah. There's no men like the snowman. There's snowman like the snowman.
Dave? It'll hit him later.
No, I think it just hit me now.
Mr. Benson, I'm gonna go with Dogma.
Oh, okay. Wow, people are excited by that answer.
Show off.
We all like our deep cuts.
I'm going to do my best to keep Lisa in for another round by saying Grown Ups 2. Lisa?
I was going to say Comedian. Does that count as a movie if it's a
documentary? It is a movie. It's a documentary. Do you want to say that?
Yes.
I mean, I would have hung on to that if I were you.
But I
good strategy there, Lisa.
I wanted to look like I knew one thing.
All right, Matt.
Grown Ups.
I was going to save that one.
I play this game for real.
Is it just called Jobs? Is that the Steve Jobs
yeah.
movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah, just Jobs.
Okay.
Or wait, no, it's called Steve Jobs. Jobs is, what's his name? Ashton Kutcher.
Who did Chris Rock play in that?
He played Kate Winslet.
Yes. It's got range. So am I, does that not
no,
count?
That's a Michael Fassbender movie.
Okay.
Where he plays Steve Jobs.
Good. Sweet. Yeah.
Wait, let me write that down.
Apple. I think I'm getting the title wrong, but...
Oh, don't get it wrong.
I know.
Yeah, go to your lifeline if you have to.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can always go back to circle back to this title. It's all very strategic.
What, Jonathan?
Well, you're walking over to your lifeline?
Well, he already said X-Men Apocalypse.
No, he said X-Men Days of Future Past, and the other person said he also
he's right.
Said
I was holding on to
X-Men
that one. Thanks a lot.
First class.
All right. Still in it.
X-Men Apocalypse?
Yes.
Okay.
Is he in it?
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. I'm going to go with just to... you know, just to get people to check it out if they haven't seen it, because I think it's a great movie. He appears in an entire movie with a paper mache head on, and it's called Frank. Really good.
That's a smatter.
Based on a real guy. Well, that's why I'm trying to get the word out about it. You know, you say Anchorman, the whole crowd's going to clap, you know.
Or boo.
Or, turns out, another smatter.
More than I deserve. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, Lisa.
Oh, I'm still in this.
Yeah. Name another Eddie Murphy movie. So.
How about B movie?
B movie?
The Seinfeld, the Bumblebee.
Thing? Yeah. That's got to make sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit. Oh, I got it. Okay. Go
He played that half black, half yellow bee. Oh, I've got a half black bee friend. We're going to get some coffee. Matt.
Prometheus.
Yes.
Yeah. Down to Earth. Is that a Chris Rock thing?
Yes, it was. He directed it and everything. Yes.
Madagascar.
Yes. Madagascar. When I bought my ticket to that, I went up to the window and I said, one for mad-ass gas car. And the machine popped out my ticket. Okay. I'm going to say... okay, I'm pretty sure Chris Rock, a very young Chris Rock, was in Hollywood Shuffle. Did I get it wrong? No, that was the right one? That one guy was all excited. You said a line from the movie. All right. Yeah, the one rib line. That's not in that? With, oh, that's okay, so I'm out. That's in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. All right, Lisa, your turn.
Madagascar 2.
Full title. I just handed her an answer. She refuses. Yeah.
Full title.
Yeah. Madagascar 2.
Madagascar 2.
Where did they go in that one?
Madagascar 2. The journey.
This feels like you're playing that other game, but
yes.
But you're the one in charge. All right, so you're out.
I don't know it.
You're out. That's okay.
What is it?
We're going to find out, maybe, because there's other players in play still. You and I are the only ones that are out. Matt?
Alien Covenant.
I knew the alien. I couldn't think of me.
Nicely done.
Top five? Rob. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, top five.
Sweet.
Very good.
Thank God. Yeah. Oh, thanks for no applause. Appreciate that. All right. Yeah.
It's weird. They applaud for like when it's a combination of liking the person and liking the movie.
Right. Yeah. I heard it loud and clear.
I'm unsure, but I'm going to go with I love my wife.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, that's right. It's not. I think
you're saying he doesn't love
his
wife.
Say it out loud.
So no, what is the title?
Don't say it, you guys. We're playing a game up here. All I needed to know is he got it wrong.
It sounds like I got it wrong.
Yeah, and I know what the right answer is.
And so.
So you're out.
Okay. No, I should be. I got it wrong.
Yeah. You did.
I'm sorry, Jonathan.
That's okay. He's got a really good shithead on the back of there.
Oh, he did have a shithead on the back, yeah.
Matt?
CB4.
Oh, okay. Damn, that was strong.
All right. So now we have a couple of titles that have been said in their entirety that no one on this stage has said yet. Rob, your turn.
What, can I say I'm going to get you, sucker?
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying it.
Okay. Back to Matt.
Madagascar 2, Escape to Africa.
Yes.
Racist.
You guys haven't used your lifelines yet either, have you?
I'm about to. Crispy? Shame. What is it?
Shame.
Shame.
Yes.
Clearly, my favorite.
That's the one where
Chris
you see
Fassbender.
His giant crank. And I'm like, oh, I do feel shame.
Good job, bud.
Back to Matt.
Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Oh! Matt is not kidding around.
Oh, boy. Chris Rock. Bring the Pain, the
what?
Movie about his comedy special. Nope, that's not right.
No, I was confused, but no.
I think I'm out. I'm done.
So
So we have a winner.
Wait, yes. There was that other title we said earlier, though.
Oh, you did?
Don't help him.
But I'm not really paying that much attention. So.
Well,
yeah.
I think I love you, man.
I think
I love my wife.
I really love my wife.
I think I love my wife.
I hate that bitch.
I think I love my wife.
I think I love my wife.
My wife and Matt. Matt is the winner.
Well done. Deserve it.
Come get your prizes, Chris, and your you can take your Legos back to your basement. Where you get ready for the for your next big win. Uh-huh. Yeah, the Craggle. Where is he? Where'd you get that from, Matt?
Was it actually a man made of Legos?
There he is. Hey, dude. So here, give him his thing back, because you want that back, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. These all came off of some castle or something he was working on. And, yeah, take both of those bags. And any, do you want some candy? Take those Snickers. I don't like things with nuts in them. I'll keep the Twix. Take the leftover Butterfingers. Yeah, take it all. I don't care.
I Doug wanted to keep the Twix. He's the host, so.
Yeah.
Can you tweet me a picture of you wearing my robe?
And nothing else.
Yeah, that's the idea of a robe, isn't it?
Actually, make it
a
sketch.
Oh my God, he's wearing a robe and he doesn't have pants on. I did not ask for that.
I've never been married. I don't know how robes work, so.
Just put on the blue diamond from Titanic. Have somebody draw you and tweet it.
All right, congratulations, Chris. You don't have to stand there. Chris is free to go. Please pass down your name tag items so I can read. Is there a shithead on this box of donuts? It's on the back. Okay, cool. Oh, there it is. All right. And Dave, give me yours. Thanks. And Selena. Okay, very good. Lisa, do you got any plugs you'd like to do here at the end of the show? Things that are coming up?
Sure. Just follow me on Twitter, and I post stuff on there. So you got to be able to spell my name. It's Lisa, C-O-R-R-A-O. That's it.
Okay. Thank you for being here.
Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me.
Matt Fernandez.
My special will be out before the end of the year. I don't have a date yet, but it'll be on Amazon Prime. It's called Why Does Everyone Hate My Mirror? And you can follow me on Twitter, too, at Fat Fernandez, 2 T's. That's all I got.
Rob, M-A-H-E-R.
Thank you. I'll be at the Orlando Improv in an hour with David Koechner. So I don't know. I'll tweet at you. I'll give you directions. But also be the DC Improv August 30th through September 2nd with Steve Byrne. And then Dave and I go back all throughout September in Des Moines, Syracuse, and
Cincinnati.
Cincinnati, the heartland, yes. The Symphony of Chaos tour, David
yes.
Koechner.
Yeah. I will be appearing.
Where are you guys at, Syracuse?
At the Funny Bone in Destiny Mall. It's beautiful, shitty
That's
mall.
That's a big yeah. ass mall.
Yes. Yep.
It's gigantic. Got like skydiving in it or something.
It's got
shit.
All kinds of things.
Yeah. Not indoor skydiving, like actual skydiving. Yes. It's a big mall.
It's huge. You might want to leave now if you're going to make it. So.
All right. Thank you, Rob.
Yeah. That last line sucked. All right.
And so Dave, well. Tell us about what you got coming up.
I'll be back on the Goldbergs this fall. If you haven't checked out Bobcat Goldthwait's Misfits and Monsters, please do. I'm in one of those series.
That's an anthology?
It is.
So how much are you in it?
Well, just everyone is in one episode.
One episode. What's yours called?
I think Werewolf or
and
something.
What's the premise of it? Is it about a werewolf?
Well, no, I'm a guy who's running for president because the... What we assume might be Republicans have come to this guy thinking he's a good old boy and they can run him and get the popular vote. But in the early stages of the show, we find out he's a werewolf, and the people are like, "Well, okay, we can still work with that. Anything else? Anything else?" And I say, "Well, I ate a child once when I was a werewolf." So anyway, that's a great one. Dana Gould's Stand Against Evil will come out Halloween. And nice. I'm in one of those episodes this year.
Okay, cool.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah, doing
and lots of touring with Rob and yeah. Big Mall and everything.
Yeah, it's yeah. I'm now excited about this mall.
Very, very exciting. Doug Loves Movies is back in San Diego at the American Comedy Company on Saturday, September 29th, the home of Eddie the Eagle. That show, of course, is at 4:20. Thank you, everybody, for coming out this afternoon, and thank you to the Orlando Improv.
Thank you, guys.
And one more time for all of my guests, Lisa Correo, Matt Fernandez, Rob Mayer, and Dave Koechner.
How about Doug Benson? Come on. Yes! Yes!
There's no room in his heart for...
Thanks, you guys. Yeah, step on the donuts. And, yeah, just... there's. You guys could have just stayed in your seats. I was just going to say one more thing. Welcome back, Dave. So I'm going to say three of these shitheads, and on the third one, that's the cue for the end music. Yeah. As always, housing prices are a shithead. Anyone who mistakes Aretha Franklin for Patti LaBelle is a shithead. Did you see that, Dave, on Fox News? They had a picture of Patti LaBelle.
Oh, did they?
Yeah. When Aretha Franklin passed away.
What a surprise. What a surprise that Fox News didn't get it right.
And it even said R-E-S-P-E-C-T under the picture.
So there's only then was it ironic. Before that, it was just stupid. But then in adding that adds a considerable amount of irony. Yeah, what else?
We got one more, then the show's over.
This is exciting.
Have two great shows tonight, dude.
I will.
I heard about last night.
What'd you hear?
That you did two shows. And I saw the second one. It was great.
They're fun shows, yeah.
Yeah, you're having a good time. As always. Right?
Yep. Inescapable, implausible, unnecessary.
Space Force is a shithead.
Now it's time for Doug to watch another talkie. Eyes of Gold, his viewing prowess makes him cocky. There's no room in